Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Am I allowed to bring a cell phone with me when I go on to a facility in Nogales, Arizona?
Not to take photographs,
I am not,
Senator.
I am not allowed to take photographs.
Not to take photographs inside
Why not?
The facility.
Why am I not allowed to do that?
The children have a right to privacy, and that's why we're not having their faces shown on
media. I may want to take a photo of something else.
Look what it's come to. Look at our country. A schmuck like John McCain gets stood down by a rent-a-cop. Instead of having the guy arrested by a Secret Service agent, he says, can I bring in a phone? Why can't I bring in a phone into the child concentration camps? Welcome to the Savage Nation. I must admit that I'm in a strange mood today. I drank a little too much Glenlivet 21 yesterday because the news was too depressing. And although I do not use what Mick Jagger uses, I am allowed to tell you that I'm drinking an energy drink right now. It's so good, it's unbelievable to me. It is so good. I do it to defy the Democrats. They want to put everybody on prescription drugs. You're not allowed to have a diet soda. You can't have an energy drink. You can't have a cigarette. Everything is their damn business because they're in the pockets of the... Well, what's the difference? Can you believe what went on at the border? John McCain, a sitting U.S. senator, a feeble one at that, but he is a U.S. senator with Secret Service agents, I would assume. He goes down to the border in the state in which he's a senator, and a rent-a-guard, probably one of the Baptist brown shirts, says to him, you can't come into the facility and you can't bring in a camera. This is a U.S. senator. I would have had him arrested on the spot. I mean, if I were a senator and a rent-a-guard says you can't come in with a camera, I'd say, go the hell. Who do you think you're talking to? You're nobody. Get out of my way. Arrest this guy. I'm going in there. What kind of country is this? If a guy like John McCain can't sweep aside a loser, $9 an hour rent a Baptist guard, how can we ever defeat Islamofascism? Answer, we can't. We've lost already. I really don't know if I want to ask you, what do you think the Obama administration is hiding in the child concentration camps? Should I ask you that question for you to call in? What do you think the Obama administration is hiding in the child concentration camps in the South, where they're bringing them in from Guatemala and El Salvador and Nicaragua? And they're hiding something in the children's concentration camps. Now, you say that using the phrase, let's say, concentration camp is an alarmist statement. No, it isn't. It's a concentration camp. They're sleeping next to each other. They don't even have beds on the floor on little mattresses. That's a concentrated group of people, and it's camps, encampments for children. Yet they're hiding something in these child concentration camps, and I'd like to know what. What are they doing to the children? What do the children have with regard to diseases, for example, that they don't want feeble McCain to see? Why are there no cameras allowed? I think it's a valid question. I don't know if I even want to do the show today. I'm not ready. It's one of those things I feel like I'm behind. Like the show started, but I'm not ready to do the show yet. Sympathy for the Obama by Mick Jagger. All right, play the brown shirts, the Baptist brown shirt. Let's hear that.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
I want it fixed, and I want it fixed immediately. Understand? If a member of Congress can't visit a facility in his own state, the people of Arizona elected me, and I'm not supposed to even carry a cell phone with me. Mr., you have overstepped your responsibilities and your authority, sir.
This is why we're lost as a nation. Capon. A capon in the hen house. A sitting U.S. senator with Secret Service agents lets a rent-a-guard tell him he can't come into the facility. And he can't carry a cell phone. Instead of sweeping him aside and having arrested on the spot, which he could have done, by the way, he has all the power to have this jerk arrested. Get out of my way. You're arrested. Get out of the way. You're blocking a federal official. Get out of the way. You're done. And go right in there. That's what a senator does.
Instead, the capon says, I can't carry a phone. I'm elected. I'm elected here. They elected me. I'm allowed in.
Why do you think they didn't allow McCain into the children's concentration camp? What are they hiding? I mean, you're liberals. You love children, especially when they're used to advance the state, the size of the state, and government control over everything. Unbelievable. Where are the actors on this? Where are the useless actors like Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Morgan Freeman, Nicolas Cage, all the tough guys in the movies, Cuba Gooding Jr.? These guys all play tough guys in the movies. Where are they now that we need them to protect the children in the children's concentration camps? Why are we not hearing from them? Why are they suddenly silent? Because they're useful idiots, that's all. They play tough guys. They're not. They're capons like John McCain. They've all gone past their peak. I almost used a phrase I would use in a nightclub. I couldn't use it here on the radio. Hooker swigged wine and watched Google exec die on yacht, say cops. Hooker swigged wine. I like that. That's a nice use of words, swigged wine. I don't know how you swig wine. You drink wine. I heard of gulping, swigging wine. This is a headline in the New York Post. Hooker swigged wine. What do you mean, swigged wine? There was a guy in San Francisco named Mel Swig. I don't think that's what they mean. The Swig family? No. Oh, it's not about the family Swig. Hooker swigged wine and watched Google exec die on yacht. What's interesting is that the story came up in San Francisco. They left out the Google connection. To show you how perverted the San Francisco newspaper is, they covered the story of the hooker swigging wine and shooting this guy up with heroin and him dying on his little 50-foot boat there in Santa Cruz. But they left out the connection to Google. Shows you, I mean, it's unbelievable to me how they will go out of their way to protect anything to do with the Democrat Party and the CIA front group, Google. Mel Gibson on Shia LaBeouf. I don't know who Shia LaBeouf is. It sounds like a dish, something that I wouldn't eat. Shia LaBeouf sounds like uncooked meat on a cracker. I don't know who the guy is. I know he got naked, ran in the streets when his movie opened a few weeks ago. Shia LaBeouf, it sounds like some uncooked beef on a cracker, better known in the military as SOS. Look at the headlines that Murdoch puts out for people in the New York Post. It's unbelievable. Nothing about the border crisis. World Cup fan gets modeling deal after photo goes viral. Eva Mendez and Ryan Gosling expecting a baby. Wow, they must be the first couple in the history of the human race to have, they got pregnant? How could they? Well, in Hollywood, maybe that is a shocker. An actual man, an actual woman having a baby? Yeah, I can see the news connected to that. They're not a beard for each other. They're actually having a baby. That is a big story. Smurfs up celebs with blue hair. I'm not making this up. This is Murdoch's newspaper, the New York Post. The same people that bring you the girls' invasion of the drones. City skies buzzing with tiny toy terrors. Mayor during Katrina gets 10 years for corruption. 53 blindfolded, handcuffed corpses found in Iraq. That's buried underneath the pregnancy story. Pilot buys pizzas for 160 passengers grounded by storm. Clooney slams report that Amal's mom is against wedding. That's a beard wedding to me. I don't know. Clooney is like this, in my opinion. I'm just speaking out loud now. Clooney doesn't strike me as a real He-Man type. I think it's along the lines of Rock Hudson type of wedding. You know, it'll come out in 30 years. That's what are they hiding it for in this day and age? What every day Clooney's getting married? It went on for 3 months. Well, what do they have to tell me every day they're getting married? What's that about? What, his poll ratings were dropping amongst women? Getting married. Ooh, he's getting married. Mel Gibson on Shia LaBeouf. I think he's suffering in some way. Okay, Mel, that's coming from a reliable source right there. Oh, my God. I don't have questions. You can keep calling. I don't know when I'm going to get to them. I need to just go on and on about the news on the New York Post. I can't believe this. I just don't believe this is the front page of the Post. World Cup fan gets modeling deal. The country's being overrun. The Middle East is on fire. Israel's being slammed with rockets. And the best that they can do is a World Cup fan gets modeling deal after photo goes viral. And John McCain is sitting like, ooh, I can't go in. Why can't I go in? I want to see the children.
It's the children. I want to see the children.
So what are they hiding in there? Hooker swigged wine and watched Google exec die on yacht. Cops. That's a good New York headline. Swigged wine. What a dog. What a dog she is with those tattoos on her arms. I don't know about you. I don't know. I see ink. I turn it off. I see ink. I see heroin. I see ink. I see disease. I see ink. I see sleaze. A high-end prostitute injected lethal dose of heroin into a Google, and he has five children. The Santa Cruz Center reported Tuesday that surveillance video from the boat shows 51-year-old Google bigwig Forrest Timothy Hayes losing consciousness. The suspect, Alex Catherine Tickleman. Tickleman. Alex Catherine Tickleman. What a last name that is for a hooker. Can you imagine life imitating art? Her last name is Tickleman, I swear to God. The hooker's name is Alex Catherine Tickleman. I'm not making, you can't make this up. Tickleman, in German, I mean, it means tickle the man, I think. I swear. What does Tickleman mean? Makes no effort to help him, instead gathers her belongings and even gulps a glass of wine before leaving. Hayes was a divorced father of five, blah, 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 discovered in a 50-foot yacht escape. Everything's a yacht. Everything's a yacht. It's a 22-foot yacht. It's another name for a broken-down boat. At the Santa Cruz Small Craft Harbor. The video also shows Tickleman stepping over the victim's body several times as she is gathering her belongings. At one point, she steps over the body to finish a glass of wine. Finally, she leaves the boat and reaches back into lower blind and conceal the victim's body from outside view. The 26-year-old was from Georgia, was taken into custody after being lured back to Santa Cruz County in a prostitution sting. Blah, blah, blah. Police say Tickleman provided heroin for Hayes, and the pair met through, well, I won't read the website. It's about arrangements between guys with money and hookers, I guess. Oh, yeah. On her Facebook page, Tickleman describes herself as a model and makeup artist. Aren't they all? Aren't they all hairdressers and models and makeup artists? They're all artists of some kind. And her social media posts include poems about heroin and her love of TV serial killer Dexter. I mean, that's a great person to hook up with. That's just gonna hook up with someone who loves Dexter and writes poems about heroin and expect to come out of that alive. Without at least an STD or four? This is eerie. On her Facebook page, she talks about plans to move to Atlanta with her and her love of concealed handguns. There we go. They tie it into the... And she writes, quote, "It's really nice to talk with someone about killing sprees and murdering people in cold blood. They love it, too. No judgment. Yay!" She writes, "All that positivity BS. Take a look around you," writes the hooker. "Life is hard, and then you die." That's what he hooks up with? That worked for that guy worked for Google? That's amazing to me. What a sleazy chick. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
I mean, the main question of the day is, what do you think Obama, the Obama administration, is hiding in the children's concentration camps? They won't let a senator in? They won't let a congressman in? I don't understand why congressmen and senators just don't have them arrested. They're rent-a-guards. They're brown shirt rent-a-guards. They're nobodies. I don't understand this country anymore. They're supposed to have all this power, and they let a rent-a-guard, a Baptist security force in one case. What is he making, $9 an hour? And a U.S. senator says, I can't go in? Meanwhile, Obama's playing pool. A Democrat from Texas is saying that Obama's aloof, bizarre, and detached. He made the comments on more snotty nonsense by communists on MSNBC. Congressman Henry Cuellar, I guess he counts as the guy's from Texas. He's a Democrat. He's Hispanic. And he has the guts to stand up, calling it. Well, play the clip.
He's so close to the border. And let me say this. When I saw, and I hate to use the word bizarre, but under the circumstances, when he is shown playing pool in Colorado, drinking a beer, and he can't even go 242 miles to the Texas border.
This is not bizarre. This is sick. The man demands deranged. We have a rogue president. He's a rogue president, and even some of the Democrats. I told you that the Democrats themselves are going to remove him from office eventually, because he's going to destroy the entire Democrat Party before he destroys America. Nobody will vote for a Democrat again. They're finished in November. Unless they can get the two-year-olds from Guatemala to look like they're 21 and they've been here a while. I don't know.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
Where did America's masculinity go? When did it go up in smoke? When did it go up in smoke? What happened to America's masculinity? We know there's been a war against men for at least 40 years now by the you-know-who. We know what's going on. We know what they're trying to do to the majority population in this country. Now Obama is demanding $4 billion, and amongst that $4 billion is $18 million for free legal services for the gangbangers and the children surging across the border with a little help from their friends in the White House. $18 million for lawyers to help many of these illegals, some of whom are MS-13 members, gangs, win green cards, which will allow this horde to gain permanent access to the nation's social and welfare programs, including Obamacare. How in the world can this go on? Our veterans are dying in the hallways of VA hospitals. Our veterans are dying in the hallways of hospitals. And this anti-American president is focused on making you pay for lawyers for non-citizens. You know, if Congress does this, they ought to be deported. Anyone who votes for this, $4 billion should be deported from America. It's unbelievable to me. They could deport them, and it would cost 99.5% less to deport them immediately, right out of the country. Throw them right out. Not just by bus. We're flying them all over the country. You could fly them right back to Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua. Another story came out today which confirms what I told you. I was the first to tell you this because I know what goes on, which is that these kids could not have crossed Mexico, Mexican territory, without complicity of the Mexican government. And it came out that Mexico made a deal to send more illegal aliens to the U.S. I told you that. On Monday, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and Guatemalan President Otto Pérez Molina held a joint press conference in Playas de Cazat, whatever, Mexico. And they announced an agreement to make it easier for those making the illegal journey to the U.S. from Central America to cross into Mexico. In other words, they've given them safe passage. Why? Because Obama told them to. Remember Michelle's statement? Don't leave any money on the table, boys and girls. This is criminal activity on the part of the government. But they have the army. That's the problem. We have nothing. We have nothing. We're powerless. We don't even have representation. This is not taxation without representation. This is subversion without representation. I have a few other words I could use. Obama wants you to fund lawyers for new illegals, many of whom are MS-13 gang members, tattoos on the neck. They've murdered, they've tortured. I actually have pains in my chest. I need another swig. I think I'm going to swig some energy. Please start me up. I'm going to swig more energy drink. But, oh, that's good. Oh, that lemon and lime one. Wow. I feel like a child eating an icicle. A lemon and lime icicle. Only this is not just sugar, but like an icicle that I had in grade school. Keep from falling asleep in a classroom. I had narcolepsy every day of my youth in school. I hated school so much. Go figure, yet I stuck it out for 2 master's degrees and a PhD. And I hated school. I don't understand that part of it. I guess I was taught to suffer when I was young. Well, I loved learning. I just hated school. That's like people love women, but they hate marriage or something like that. I don't know how that works. No, they love children, but they don't want to be married. How does that work out? Is that the same thing as loving learning but hating school? Does that work? Does that analogy work? Where are the leaders of my country? How can they not stand up to this lawlessness? I keep asking every day. I'm asking every day the same thing. I want to know how they can go on a rant like this against the country. Every poll is saying illegals should be deported and Mexico should pay for the bill. Everyone's saying, I've said for years in my books, oil for illegals. Remember that book 3 books ago? Oil for illegals. For everyone illegal in America, they owe us a barrel of oil per day for the free social services we've been giving their poor citizens. Oh, that fell on a ripe. I wrote that during the Bush administration. What are they hiding in the camps? Hello, Savage Nation. What is your pool-playing president hiding in the children's concentration camps? Why do they not let even a senator in? They don't let senators in Congress. They're hiding something. Why? What are they hiding? I just want to know what they're hiding. I want an answer to that question. I'll tell you what. Let's take some calls. Let's start on the East Coast and work our way south, then north, then east, then west on the Savage Nation. What do you want to talk? You want to talk about what are they hiding in the concentration camps? Now look what I'm. It is a concentration camp. When you concentrate people in such a small space where they're sleeping next to each other on the floor, albeit on aluminum mattresses, next to each other, that's a concentration camp. And the president chooses a game of pool over visiting the border. That even a Democrat is saying bizarre, aloof, detached. That's Democrat Representative Cuellar, I believe. And the feds are using tax dollars to buy Monopoly games and toys for the illegal children. This is on the top of the Drudge Report. Flying migrants home would be 99.5% cheaper. And there's Boehner with the gump lip. There's John Boehner with the gump lip, having his ear whispered to by Obama in the picture with the gobbler next to them. That's a great... I don't know where Drudge gets these pictures. I've asked him, how do you get these pictures? There's the gobbler, Mitch McConnell, with the aw shucks head down with the big gobble chin, the turkey gobbler. There's Obama basically looking like he's blowing smoke into Boehner's right ear. And Boehner has the S-eating grin. With the, you know that the men get that look where they clamp the lips shut and they gump back on the jaw to like pull in their, that's the leadership. That's the opposition leadership. What does the NSA have on this guy? I mean, that's what I want to know. What can they have on McConnell? Did he eat too many chicken dinners? What they got on the bar bills for Boehner? What, the NSA just go to the garbage can outside Boehner's house and get the bills for his booze? What's a big deal? So he's a drinker. I don't get it. What can they have on this guy? He's as straight as an arrow. Meanwhile, the world's on fire. Rockets are flying into Israel, and the American Jewish community is circulating petitions to help Obama. Yeah, the American liberal Jewish community. They, you know how much they pay the Clintons for speeches? If I told you, you'd puke. If I ever told you what they pay the Clintons for speeches, the American liberal Jewish community, you'd throw up. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Ugh. White House renovating bowling alley. Did you hear this? I swear to God, in the midst of all of this, veterans dying in hallways, a deficit running into the trillions, the game-playing White House is renovating its bowling alley. And reserved for White House employees and their guests. They still play? Do they bowl? I bowled as a child. I used to like it. I got a 290. I don't know what it was. I used to love bowling in the 50s. I tried it again about 10 years ago. I almost broke my neck. It's not easy on your body, I got to tell you. You hold up a 16-pound ball or whatever it is, and you give it a flip down the lane. If you're not used to it, you can throw your back out of your neck. I wonder if Mick Jagger can bowl. I know he can strut around the stage. I watched that performance in England in the green there. What does that guy eat? What does Mick Jagger like inhale... oils of some kind, special oils, or I don't get that. I mean, look at me. I'm pretty. I could go on and on. This will go on forever now. I figured I'd be with the. I don't want to say it, but nevertheless, I mean, here I am, and all I'm drinking is an energy drink. Normally, I don't. Normally, I drink a coffee or a diet cola before a show. If I'm really like not energetic, I'll do a coffee before the show. I put it on mild. I'm like John Boehner. I put it on the mild, not the extra strong. Go mild. I'll have a mild one. I had one this morning that was strong.
I think I'll have another one, but it better be mild because I want to make certain I can sleep tonight.
So I go to the mild. But today I needed a boost. I needed a pick-me-up, so I took the energy drink. I feel fantastic. The White House is renovating its bowling alley. Veterans are dropping dead in hallways. And they're going to renovate it. They don't say how much. It has been 15 years since these lanes have had any professional industry standard maintenance. The GSA wrote in the posting, they're now irreparable. You telling me Obama and Michelle bowl at night after a hard day's work running the government? Let me ask you, you actually think Michelle and him go down there with a pizza and bowl? Why would you renovate a bowling lane for people who don't bowl? I could see putting in a pool table or two, since that's more his sport. I don't think Obama bowls. Does anyone think Obama actually bowls? They want to redo a bowling alley in the White House? Why? Who bowls in that thing? Some sections of the demolished bowling lanes will be turned into, quote, custom frames by the general. I swear, this is like a lunacy asylum. It's like Mad King Ludwig is running the country. The EEOB is located inside the 18-acre White House compound. Blah, blah, blah. A separate one-lane bowling alley lies under the north portico of the White House and was aided by avid bowler-in-chief Richard Nixon. Oh! Bowling is so right-wing. It is so not a liberal thing. It is so right-wing. I mean, it's such a conservative sport. What could you imagine a liberal bowling? I can't imagine a liberal bowling at all. They don't bowl. Now, the hipsters do go to bowling lanes today. Marijuana, bowling, a beer. They think they're cool. I don't get that part of it. The sound of the pins or something, watching their girlfriend throw the ball. I don't know what it is. That's a nice thing to watch. I mean, a shapely girlfriend throwing a bowling ball? I could understand that. It has nothing to do with the game, but all right, I get it. The, you know, whatever floats your boat, different strokes for different folks and all of that. I mean, I'm a product of my generation as well. I grew up in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. You can't say when I grew up because I'm still growing up. You know, there's a key motto, which is have fun on the radio. I am having fun on the radio. I'm having fun on the radio. Pardon me. ISIS sledgehammers Jonah's tomb in Israel. Nothing. Not a rocket's been fired by the pool player. You know that we could fire rockets and kill most of the leadership? ISIS militants, those are McCain's boys, take sledgehammers to Mosul tomb of Prophet Jonah as more than 50 blindfolded bodies are found massacred south of Baghdad. And they're wrecking, in other words, historic tombs. Do you understand? One of the devastated tombstones being wrecked by these Islamist throwback vermin belonged to the Prophet Jonah and was revered by Muslims and Christians alike. Jonah is the central figure in the Hebrew Bible's Book of Jonah, and yet they're letting them destroy ancient tombs and the vermin in the... I don't have any other word for it, pardon me. The useless human beings in the UN. And I have such anger towards the UN letting this go on and letting the slaughter of elephants go on. Not letting it go on, they're encouraging it. Why do we have a United Nations building in New York City? Why? Why are they not thrown out? If I were president, I'd throw them out of the country. I'd give them 24 hours to pack their desks and get out of my country. And I'd convert it into condominiums for the homeless. That's what I would do with the UN building. We get more value out of the building with homeless people living in there than these useless diplomats. They're not stopping them from wrecking historic tombs, these Islamic throwbacks. They're not being stopped. But where's our leader? Where is our leader on this? Why hasn't he ordered our military to fire missiles? Tell me why. Tell me why. Tell me why. They're destroying shrines. They're destroying Shia mosques in Mosul, Iraq's second largest city. And our leader is playing pool and raising money. We have the military capacity to take out their leadership literally overnight. With all the surveillance that they have on you and me, they don't know where they are from minute to minute. Of course they do. You know, yesterday, RT interviewed me, Russian television. So right away, the conspiracy theorists say that I'm a stooge of the Russian government. What idiots. What? You know, this is really getting me depressed. The cyber bullies who make stuff up. Because I went on RT News, I'm suddenly a stooge of the Russian government. And I talked about the downing of the SEALs, which was ripped off from me by Glenn Beck, ripped off from me by all the others who made it their own. But I did it long before them. It's okay. I wrote a novel dedicated to them. It doesn't matter what Hem does. It doesn't matter what the living Hem with eyes does. I really don't care. My audience knows the truth. But the thing is, I gave the interview on RT television on the death of all those SEALs in one helicopter. And right away, you look at the cyberbullying about the things they say about me are insane. I mean, it's insanity to look at the things cyberbullies will make up. If you missed the video, Michael Savage believes public misled about Navy SEALs. It's from Russia Today. And, oh, the interview was hot, man. I didn't meet her. I did it by Skype. I hate these ads. I turn on YouTube. I don't want to look at an ad. I can't stand it. You could stop this ad in 30 minutes. You know, it's one of those. You have to wait hours. Oh, there she is. She was real. What was her name? She had an Amira. She was beautiful. She was nice to me. She asked very hard questions that bordered on the... She was incredulous of what I was saying, but she did it nicely. She's so different than the strippers on Fox News. She had class. I don't get it. Where do they get classy women like this? Where they can be sexy, beautiful, and not look like strippers looking for the next gig. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. The only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from. SwissAmerica.com.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
While America is going you-know-where in a handbasket, I figure I'll just have fun on the radio. McCain isn't allowed in to see the children in the concentration camp. Instead of having his Secret Service arrest the swine, he starts to mumble.
Oh, I'm elected. I'm an elected official. I can't go in? What do you mean?
Did you hear McCain? Listen to clip 21. You won't believe this. This is a U.S. senator being rebuffed by a $9 an hour rent-a-guard. Listen to this at one of the children's concentration camps on the border. Listen to this.
Am I allowed to bring a cell phone with me when I go on to a facility in Nogales, Arizona?
Not to take photographs,
I am not,
Senator.
I am not allowed to take photographs.
Not to take photographs inside
Why not?
The facility.
Why am I not allowed to do
that? You're a schmendrick.
The children have a right to privacy, and that's why we're not having their faces shown on media.
I know. The tattoos, the gang tattoos is what you mean, you swine, you. You gangster criminal. You! You gangsters, you. You criminal gangsters. Bringing in gang members. That's why you don't want their pictures taken. They're not all 2 years old. And McCain, that's a U.S. senator here, letting a guy, a guard working for one of these, probably the Baptist brown shirts, says, he's asking him, am I allowed to bring in a cell phone? That's a U.S. senator. So let's say you're ISIS blowing up historic statues in the Middle East, which they're doing. Sweeping the Middle East, which they're doing. The President of the United States, which has the most powerful military on earth, is doing nothing but playing pool and having pizza with a bunch of stoners. And a U.S. senator from the opposition party is rebuffed by a $9 an hour border guard. What would you do if you were the head of ISIS? You'd sweep to Jerusalem. Onward to Cairo. Onward to Damascus. Jump the isthmus. Onward to Bulgaria. Onward to Hungary. Onward to... Keep going. The West is run by a bunch of weak-willed... I don't have any more words for it because I'm on a national radio show. The West is finished. It's been hollowed out. The most corrupt, degenerate... I'm going to stop. Maybe it's the energy drink. I got to stop. I don't know what to say. Okay, let me back up. Last night I was watching a documentary, not about Mick Jagger, I told you that about that already. It was the end of World War II when Truman dropped two bombs on the Japanese. And then the war finally ended. The militant Japanese finally gave up. They weren't going to give up, but they did. It was only after two bombs were dropped on them. And then I saw the photos, the black and white of the dancing in the streets of America. I started to weep. I saw the young men who had survived the war dancing in the streets, the women kissing them. I saw an America that I grew up in that I loved. I mean, I was a little baby, you know, and I loved America in the 50s. I loved America. I loved it until the vermin came along in the 60s. The marijuana sex maniacs took over the country and poisoned the nation's mind. It was Timothy Leary with LSD. It was Allen Ginsberg with his perversion and his lies about being a Jewish prophet. And then it was Kunstler, that fake lawyer from New York with a Freedom Rider job. It was well reported in his biography that he was a freedom rider because it was rampant sex on the buses. with the free love communist girls. He wasn't doing it to free anybody in the South. He was a straight lawyer in New York. He got involved with the civil rights movement. And he got plenty of you-know-what. So suddenly became a big spokesman for the left. Those three destroyed America along with the feminists. So now look what we have. We have weak men. Weak men who have let the country be destroyed. McCain, illegal aliens are deprived of the rights of our children. McCain goes to the concentration camps, and he lets a guard, a $9 an hour guard, tell him he can't come in. Then we have an administration official say that Jesus was a refugee. That was the best of them all. A guy who came in here on asylum himself from Africa a while ago, named Nagash, says that Jesus was a refugee himself. Then we have, the only one making sense is Steny Hoyer. I know you don't know who he is, but he's a very powerful man. Steny Hoyer of Maryland, who was the House Minority Whip, just beneath, I shouldn't say that, just beneath Nancy Pelosi. It doesn't sound right, because that's not right. Sort of just under her? No, that doesn't sound right either. He's not beneath her or under her, but let's say she's more powerful than him, but he's next to her in power. I'll put it in more words. I like to use a few words, but to say that Steny Hoyer as House Minority Whip is under Nancy Pelosi, that doesn't ring right. To say he's beneath Nancy Pelosi, again, that doesn't sound right. But yet he is just beneath Nancy Pelosi in terms of power. And he said, we're not expected to give sanctuary to every single child in the world. He's finally making sense. I told you the party elders are going to come to the table here and save this country. They realize Obama's wrecking the country, but that they don't care about. They've been doing that themselves. What they're seeing is he's wrecking the Democrat Party forever, because working whites, working blacks, will not vote for the Democrats when they're flooding America with so many, it's now 300,000 illegal aliens, and they won't let anyone take their pictures because they're not all children. So Steny Hoyer says we cannot give these children sanctuary except in extraordinary circumstances. Obviously, we have refugee status and protective status for people. Listen, but the wholesale coming over the border of teens is not sustainable in the United States. That's Steny Hoyer, a Democrat just beneath Nancy Pelosi in power. Did you hear this? So I'm telling you, the party elders are starting to realize they're out of business if they don't stop this man's left-wing insanity. Whether they'll do it or not is another story. I don't know. It's like a touch-and-go here whether the country will be saved in the nick of time by the Democrats themselves who recognize they're not getting reelected ever. No one will vote for them again except for illegal aliens, those who work for the government, those who receive huge contracts. They can be billionaires, by the way, and they're workers. Others have turned off from them. In other words, the huge swath, let's be very clear, of white, blue-collar workers are never going to vote for a Democrat again after what they're doing to this country. I'm telling you right now, that's what I see. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong. No, that's it. But the main question of today is, what is the Obama administration hiding in the child concentration camps? So let's start with Donna on WMAL. Donna, what are they hiding in the child concentration camps down on the border?
Dr. Savage, I don't think it's unreasonable to assume that they're escorting likely weaponry, that they're hiding the degree of illnesses that these supposed children have, and I'd even go so far as to say that perhaps, and maybe even Nancy Pelosi, helped escort the Taliban Five through.
No, let's not get crazy altogether. Diseases, I would say, yes, they're hiding. They're also hiding the fact, in my opinion, that many of them are not children, but they're hardened gang members with gang tattoos. In fact, there are pictures coming out that the government doesn't want released of them. They're hardened gang members that are hiding behind the children. And why would any government ever, ever, ever want them in their country unless they have a nefarious desire to use them in some kind of army against the civilian population? Something's wrong here. Something's wrong with the picture. I'm sorry. It's a criminal act going on right in front of our eyes. And Boehner there with the gump jaw and the gobbler have nothing to say. Mitch the gobbler, McConnell, nothing. Boehner, nothing. Nothing. And there's Obama blowing smoke into Boehner's right ear on the Drudge Report. Don't know where they get these pictures from. I don't understand it. Obama game of pool over border visit. Dem says that it's bizarre, aloof, and detached. I have to play it again. Play the Democrat rep saying he's bizarre and he's aloof and detached.
He's so close to the border. And let me say this. When I saw, and I hate to use the word bizarre, but under the circumstances, when he is shown playing pool in Colorado, drinking a beer, and he can't even go 242 miles to the Texas border. And plus, if he doesn't want to go down to the border, there's the Lackland Air Force Base that is where HHS is holding some of the young kids from the border. He can at least make that trip to San Antonio. But again, border community leaders.
So some Democrats with some integrity and some fear of getting thrown out of office are starting to speak out against this regime. It's too little, too late. It's too little, too late. You've already forgotten all of his other scandals. He's going to come up with another one next. See, next is going to be another. He's going to hit you with another one when he comes back from his pool game. I'm telling you, it's one after the other. Let me just not get ahead of myself. Let me go to another story here that I meant to get to, which is about mental illness. Now, you know I wrote a best-selling book years ago called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. And the reason it sold so well is because it answered all of your questions, like how could they do this? Answer, liberalism is a mental disorder. Why would they flood America with diseased illegal immigrants when we have veterans dying in the hallways of VA hospitals? Answer, liberalism is a mental disorder. You see what I mean? Ask your question and punch that in. There's your answer. So the book sold. Now I wake up and I read that in San Francisco, they just passed a law permitting state authorities, if you want to call them that, to forcibly use drugs on mental patients who don't want to take their drugs. Now, this is in the most psychotically liberal city in the country. That we all know. A city of pure propaganda, no newspaper. There's no longer a newspaper here. There never was one in the last 20 years. It disappeared. There's nothing but a Democrat scandal sheet for anyone who opposes Pelosi, Feinstein, Boxer, Jerry Brown. They use the newspaper only to scandalize people who oppose the Democrat socialist machine. So we don't have a newspaper. But this newspaper is glorifying the passage of the law which permits the state to forcibly medicate a patient against their will. So now that sets something off in me because I have studied the use of psychiatry to silence dissent in the ex-Soviet Union. You don't know that, but in the ex-Soviet Union, if you criticized the Obama of their time, which is Stalin, if you said anything against Stalin, who was the Obama of Russia at that time, you were forcibly declared mentally ill and put into a mental hospital, and you were drugged against your will. All you got to do is read Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago, which was once a very popular book, until he was released. He was a hero of the Americas, of the American intelligentsia, Solzhenitsyn. And then when he came out of the camps after the fall of the wall and he started to speak out against certain things and for other things, mainly he was in favor of Russian nationalism, the very same false liberals who loved Solzhenitsyn turned on him and made him persona non grata. Nevertheless, he wrote about the use of psychiatric medication to silence dissent. So now we see that it wasn't conservatives who just passed the law permitting a state to forcibly drug you, but liberals in Nancy Pelosi's backyard. So do you understand finally why I say to you, not only is liberalism a mental disorder, but it's a dangerous mental disorder? Do you get that yet? Do you understand that the liberals are now setting the stage to declare you nuts and to forcibly medicate you? So let me read you one of the dedicated goals of the Communist Party that was written about by David Risalada of Constitution Legal Watch. He wrote, dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive control over those who oppose communist goals, close quote. So now that's what's going on. And it's going and it's coming at you, not from the right-wingers that you fools thought would do things like this, not from the evil right-wingers, but from you yourself. You liberals are now trying to impose forcing drugs on people who you disagree with. If you can use the IRS with impunity against your political enemies, why shouldn't you be able to lock them up? See, in other words, if you say that Obama is a criminal, if you say that Obama is an anti-American, if you say that whatever Obama is doing is wrong, they could soon declare that they'll stop using the word racist very soon. It's old. It's worn out. They'll steal my line and say he's mentally ill, and for his own sake, he needs to be locked up. and then they're going to forcibly medicate you. I'm telling you what could happen in the blink of an eye under this criminal regime. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Yeah, so I told you about the mental health thing, and no one called on it because you're all calling about what do you think they're hiding in the child concentration camps. And I'll take those calls. I mean, it's pretty clear they're hiding gangbangers amongst the children. And the idiot John McCain doesn't make his Secret Service arrest the guy who says you can't come in. The guy has no power. He's a $9 an hour rent-a-guard, and this moron takes it from him? So he's going to stand up now to the Islamists, right? Where are the men in the country? I don't know what happened. Where are they? Well, let me not go down that road. So I have mental illness questions, which is that they're going to now forcibly drug people in California. They voted for that. That's called Laura's Law. And that means that the mental health profession can declare you mentally ill and put you on drugs, and if you reject them, they can forcibly drug you and imprison you. Now, you say they would never do that. I mean, they're the officials of the state. Let me give you an example of the officials of the state of California. We have a state treasurer named Bill Lockyer. He has a wife who had a little history of a little meth addiction. Nadia Lockyer has been in recovery from meth addiction. She was on the Alameda County Board of Supervisors after a bizarre and widely publicized drug and sex scandal. And her husband is the treasurer of the state of California. Now we read this morning she's hospitalized with fractured vertebrae. She broke her back after a fall at her Hayward home. And we're supposed to just look at this and take it on face value. That's like hearing all of the children in these facilities are 2 years old. Right. So this is what's going on. This is the state that I'm in. The treasurer has a wife recovering from meth addiction, a drug and sex scandal. This is the state of California. And Jerry Brown almost imposed some kind of fine on people who use too much water from their hose. Use too much water from your hose, you get fined $500 for Jerry Brown. Meanwhile, the marijuana growers are sucking all the streams dry in Northern California. They're not getting fined. Again, if you use a hose on your gardenias or your rhododendrons in the state of California, old Governor Brown is out to get you. The police will be looking for you to use if you're using a hose. They're going to be deputized to arrest people who use too much water from their garden hose. Meanwhile, the pot growers are sucking our streams dry in Northern California, decimating forests. All in the name of that despicable, horrible, entry-level drug meant to enslave an entire generation with the most dangerous drug God has ever put on the planet, marijuana.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So the Islamists around the world are on a warpath to destroy Western civilization with a little help from their leftist friends in France, Germany, and America and England. They're liable to take over the world. We have weaklings like John McCain, who was not allowed into a child concentration camp to see what's going on. And instead of insisting on it, instead of saying you're under arrest, having Secret Service take this guard down, cuff him and throw him in a police car and go in, and see for himself the gangbangers that are in there and the diseases that are being hidden in this conspiracy to destroy our society. So if you were an Islamist blowing up monuments in the Middle East as they're doing, what would stop you from planning to blow up all of the West? Nothing. Here's another story that you won't get on your local rag. Just came out minutes ago. Islamists plot to blow up Eiffel Tower, Louvre, and nuclear power plant foiled, say French police. French police stumbled on terror plans after decrypting coded messages between Algerian butcher living in southern France and high-ranking members of Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb. So instead of surveying the Muslim communities as must be done, they're surveying returning military veterans, those who oppose abortion, and those who oppose Obama in America. France foiled an Islamist terror plot to target the Eiffel Tower, the Louvre, and even a nuclear power plant. It came out today, Wednesday, as the country unveiled new, tougher anti-terror rules. decrypting coded messages between 29-year-old Gira and Butcher living in the southern France, and blah, blah, blah. The married father of two, who went by the pseudonym Abu Jaji, blah, 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 blah. Ali M. suggested targeting nuclear power plants, planes at the moment of takeoff, and a string of French landmarks, including the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre Museum. So these dirty pieces of garbage that they let into their country under the guise of asylum are targeting all the symbols of French society. And instead of the people rising up and saying, that's it, no more, throw them out, make them pass a loyalty oath, or they sit there waiting for the Eiffel Tower to go up in smoke. I don't understand what it's going to take in this country for you to wake up to what this rogue administration is doing to the society. They're taking the society apart at the joints. Where is the outrage over this destruction of our society? Where is it? If anyone says a word, they're called every name under the sun, except the proper name, which is patriot. Where are our representatives speaking for us? Well, we have a few, Sarah Palin, a few Republicans have used the I word, and immediately they were attacked by Buchanan, who said it will backfire. Here's another story. American author of Bull Run in Pamplona, Gordon Pamplona. I only wish the bulls ran them all over. They torment these poor creatures. I wish all of these drunks who torture the bulls would get crushed by the horns and by the hooves and stop this barbaric practice that, by the way, was introduced to Spain by the Arabs during the conquest. When Spain was what? Does anyone know what Spain was when it was conquered by the Muslims? What the name of Spain was? The old Iberian Peninsula? Andalusia? Does that name ring a bell to you? Buffalo Bill Hillman, co-author of Fiesta, to survive the bulls of Pamplona, sustained mild injuries during the running of the bulls. A tormentor, an animal torturer. I would join PETA in attacking people who do this to the animals. I personally would end all bullfights in the world, but that's me. That's the kind of guy I am. What else is in the news? Pope replaces Vatican bank managers. Leave me alone. I saw Godfather too. I saw the bridge with the noose. Pope replaces Vatican bank managers. Francis Ford Coppola touched on that one. Never made another hit after that. No, he never made another hit after the Vatican bank scandal that he put into The Godfather 2. Never. What else is in the news? You need any more in the news? What are they hiding in the concentration camps? All right, let me take some calls. I've talked now for 90 minutes. I took one call or two. I'm floating on energy drinks and angst. Energy drinks and angst is fueling me better than the Mick Jagger and start. Play Mick Jagger for a minute before I take a call. I'm not ready for a conversation. I'm not. I can't do a conversation. I saw Mick Jagger performing. I can't believe it. He's 71 years old, strutting on the stage. He doesn't look like a great-grandfather. He is. He has 5 great-grandchildren. How does the guy do it? Okay, we know he used drugs. Fine. I get it, but he's still alive at 71. What an argument that is for rehab. Your guy goes into rehab. They say, you're forcing you into rehab. Why? He says, well, because we want to clean you up. Why? Because you don't want me to be performing at 71 like Mick Jagger? How does the guy... I want to know what is it, genetic? His father was a teacher. He lived to like a 95. It's just certain English people live to a very, very ripe age. They could eat anything. Drink endless rounds of beer, whiskey. They're made of iron. But they threw their nation away a long time ago by listening to the punks and cowards who stole a nation from them. Only the soccer thugs can save England. That's all. That's a great line. I love it. I love saying it. It makes me happy. As I continue to tell you what I see the world is here in my home studio, seen only by my dog and those watching me on Skype, which consists of two people. Maybe the NSA is hacking into the Skype. Can they see me in my jumpsuit? Yeah, they can see me. Hi, guys. How are you? Rotten. I hope everybody in the NSA is arrested one day and tried for crimes against Americans. All the little girls who went to college and think it's so cool to sit there spying on ordinary people and letting the Islamists run wild across the land, letting their own president fill America with gangbangers and diseased individuals. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm about to blow like the great white whale. Only Herman Melville can save me from what I'm about to say. Only Herman Melville can save me from being swallowed by the whale. So maybe I'll tell you the story about Jonah and the whale on the Savage Nation. You see, there was a whale, a great white whale, and there was a man named Jonah. And he went fishing for that great white whale on one of the old whaling ships. And he got his hook into that whale. But what happened was the whale sucked him into the gigantic mouth that whales are known to have. And when Jonah woke up, he was inside the great white whale and couldn't come out because the jaws had clamped shut. And he was trapped inside the cyberspace of the great white whale. That's the story of The Great White Whale by Herman Melville Savage. Christians say it wasn't a whale, it was a giant fish. They didn't read the... Are you kidding? They didn't read? They didn't read? They don't... Are you kidding me? Were they nuts? The book was about whaling. It wasn't about fishing. It wasn't about hunting for fish. I mean, it fits your doxy. Change it into whatever you want. That's the story of The Great White Whale. The man's lawyer, the Muslim's lawyer in England, sorry, in France, was trying to blow up the Eiffel Tower, said that the lawyer from SETI had been brainwashed. The lawyer says the arrest was a relief for him. Oh, no, you can't make this up. The revelations of Muslims trying to blow up the Louvre and Eiffel Tower came as France's interior minister unveiled tougher anti-terror rules, including, listeners, of proposals to ban a suspect from leaving the country if it is thought he intends to fight jihad abroad, such as in Iraq or Syria. How about passing anti-terror rules in America that prevent a government from bringing terrorists in from the border with Mexico? Can we pass that law? Last month, French police arrested Mehdi Nemouche, a French jihadist who fought in Syria and allegedly killed four people at the Brussels Jewish Museum in May after traveling back to Europe. I don't want to go on. I just know I can't. I don't know how a Western civilization survives another 10 years, let alone the next 10 minutes with these psychopaths running everything. Liberalism is a disease. It's a weakness and a disease that turns on its own body politic and permits the enemy cells, the enemy warrior cells, to penetrate the body politic while killing the native defense cells. You see, Obama is like a gigantic autoimmune disease reactor. As you well know, if you've studied even the rudiments of autoimmunity, the autoimmune disease, and I wrote a great book on it in 1983 called Maximum Immunity. I remember reading about studying the immune system. And we all know what an autoimmune disease is because many people suffer from them. In simple terms, it's when your body turns against itself and starts killing itself. Obama is like a generator of an autoimmune disease in the United States of America. He is generating cells which are killing the body politic. And he's laughing while he's doing it, playing pool, golfing, going to Martha's Vineyard, taking one trip after the other. And yet he's laughing in your face while he's destroying the country. He's destroying the society. Nothing that he does makes sense economically, socially, culturally, morally. There's no sense to anything that he does other than to destroy the society that we live in. You hear what I just said to you? So who are our defense cells? Where are they? Well, we have senators, don't we? Like McCain, who goes there and says, let me see what's inside the children's concentration camp. And a $9 an hour rent a cop says you can't come in. Instead of saying you're under arrest, Secret Service arrest this jerk. I'm a senator. I was elected. He's through. I want him gone, and I'm going in there. Instead of saying that, listen to what he says. Listen to this bumbling old man, John McCain. He says, how come I can't bring a camera in? Listen to clip 21. You won't believe this.
Am I allowed to bring a cell phone with me when I go on to a facility in Nogales, Arizona?
Not to take photographs,
I am not,
Senator.
I am not allowed to take photographs.
You hear this?
Not to take photographs.
Why not?
Inside.
Why
all right,
not?
That's enough for the Manchurian candidate. We all know that he was damaged after those poor 5 years of torture by the Vietnamese. We know he came out a broken man. We've known that. He's a broken man. He was never fit for office. Never has been and never will be. We respect John McCain for his courage to survive those years under these murderous Vietnamese tormentors. But he was never fit to be a U.S. senator. Never. He was already a broken man. And he's still a broken man. And now he sounds like a broken record. And at the risk of your discomfort and displeasure, I'll take a quick break.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. So a Texas town has just passed a bill in their own town. League City, Texas, passed a bill to not permit illegals to be dumped in their town. They said that they passed a resolution in League City, Texas, to protect the health, safety, and security of our citizens and community and providing for other matters related to the subject. Now, listen to what they're saying. To guard against transgressions of the high powers here and designated, we declare that everything in this Bill of Rights is blah, blah, blah. What are they doing? 90,000 illegal alien children will arrive in the U.S. in this year because Obama, the autoimmune disease, wants them here. Another 145,000 illegal alien minors will come in 2015 because the autoimmune disease Obama wants them here. So this city said we want to protect our citizens. That's their job. And so they say, whereas the increasing volume of illegal aliens is already bankrupting some cities and counties in the state of Texas by overwhelming the local medical, educational, law enforcement, and judicial systems, and the bill goes on. It says, whereas, listen carefully, all you stupid liberals. You stupid liberals who, if they asked you to, will go into a boxcar tomorrow. If the boxcar had a smiley face on it, and you offered some Kool-Aid inside the boxcar, you get into the boxcar and go to a FEMA camp. So listen what they say in Texas, in this town. Whereas members of dangerous transnational criminal organizations and radical Islamic terror groups continue to exploit the situation to infiltrate the United States for the purpose of establishing criminal activity, terror cells, and training operations within our homeland. And whereas without a secure border, Texas cities and communities cannot protect the health and safety of its citizens, they pass a resolution saying that they will not comply with nor permit the fascist federal government to dump them on their town. Did you hear what I just said? It's going to take citizens like this, towns like this, to stand up to this fascist regime because there's no other explanation for it. You say, I'm using a word that doesn't apply. You're wrong. The word fascist, as I've pointed out in this show for the last 15 years, derives from the Latin root word fascia or stick. And the word fascist referred to the ancient Roman costume of small sticks, in essence, rods. In other words, a billy stick. Those members of the Roman legion all had a billy stick. That was a fascia made of wood, hardwood. And those were used to enforce the law. So when you have a federal government trampling on the rights of states and towns, counties, dumping illegal aliens who are not permitted to be here at all under any law whatsoever, the law says they can be deported, by the way. Never mind the way they're twisting it that Bush passed the law and we have to accept them. That's utter nonsense. That's an interpretation of the law, but it's a perverse interpretation of the law by the autoimmune disease Democrat Party that wants to change the makeup of the United States of America. It is targeting white people. I know I'm not allowed to say it, but there I said it again. This is a war against Anglos, and it's a war against conservatives, and it's absolutely a war against what I just said. It's a war against common sense. It will affect everyone negatively. There is nothing good about any of this. These are not workers. Are you telling me 2- and 4-year-old girls are coming here to work? Are you telling me illiterate peasant mothers who don't speak, who cannot read or write Spanish? They cannot read or write Spanish in most cases. They're going to work in this country? What are they going to be doing? What are they bringing them in for? It's a very dangerous and sad situation. And they're abusing the children in these shelters. That's why they don't want anyone to see the pictures. Let's take the most benign view. Let's not rush to judgment that there's indoctrination or something else. We know that there are hardened gang members amongst the children. We know that. Everyone knows that. Anyone with a brain to study the issue knows that. They're bringing them in. And no sane nation on earth would do this unless they had a desire to harm the people. So now you take the other view. They don't mean to harm them, but mixed in with the kids are some bad people, right? But don't worry, our law enforcement can take care of them. The bigger picture is what's important. If you want to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs. In this case, the egg is the U.S. border. So Marxists always said you want to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs. So in this case, the egg is Texas. The egg is Arizona. The egg is California. All of the border states are now the egg that Obama is breaking to make his huge omelet. The huge omelet that he's mixing up in the pool room in order to permanently alter or destroy the social matrix of this great nation is being mixed up. The omelet is being mixed up by Chef Obama, and no one will stop him. There is no alternative party. There is no alternative press. There's nothing between him and the total destruction of the United States of America. On that pleasant note, all I can say is start me up.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
He could strut at 71, and you can get up and scream from the rooftop that it's time to impeach Obama. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Here is a man that is so malevolent. Forget about incompetent. You're mistaken if you think he's incompetent. He's malevolent. It's the wrong word. Not incompetent, malevolent. The man has caused the greatest humanitarian crisis in America's history, and now he wants $4 billion to process them all and turn them into instant voters. And some towns and cities are saying you can't do it. No. And so even members of his own party are saying this is Obama's Katrina moment. Now, the Katrina moment was when Bush was criticized for flying over the disaster on the Gulf Coast. But it wasn't his fault. It was the media that made it his Katrina moment. They tried to smear Bush with the Katrina moment. He was ready. FEMA had all of the equipment there on time. But the equipment was driven away by the mayor who just went to jail for 10 years in New Orleans, by the way. Bush did not only not cause Katrina, he was denied the ability to help with the fix by Mayor Nagin and Governor Blanco. Then he was crucified in the press for doing the flyover because Nagin wouldn't let him into Louisiana, New Orleans. Within 24 hours, FEMA trucks loaded with supplies showed up at the Superdome, and they were turned away by the mayor of New Orleans at the time. And so Bush was given the blame, Katrina. A movie was made by some of the America haters. Some of the Bush haters made a movie saying that he caused Katrina. Well, that was a complete lie, but we know that Obama caused this flood, is causing this flood. He broke down the dam that keeps out illegal aliens. And what is a border for? Think about what a border is for. It defines a nation by containing the elements of a nation, which are borders, language, and culture. So now when you break the border and you let people come in who don't speak your language, never will learn the language, and spit on your culture, what are you doing? You're destroying the nation. There's no other answer to that. So they mask it in children. And yet we know amongst the children are hardened gangbangers. Everybody knows that. We know the cartels are running drugs through. The Border Patrol is saying that. And so even members of his own party are saying he's aloof, bizarre, and detached, that this could become his Katrina moment. What good is that going to do us after it's a given fact? And so now he's going to give a speech this afternoon. He's at the fundraisers, and so his own party is screaming, you better give a speech at the border. Give a speech at the border. And his poll numbers are in the toilet. The latest poll's out. He's suffering in the polls, and the Democrats are terrified that they're not going to be able to hold on to the House nor the Senate. That's what they're afraid of. They realize that this autoimmune disease generator, Barack Obama, is going to destroy the Democrat Party along with the United States of America. In other words, they don't care that he destroys America. They know that that's the goal of the radical left. Bring it all down, man. Okay? They get that. They could care less. They don't care about America. But they're afraid that they're liable to destroy their own goose that laid the golden egg, meaning they'll get thrown out of office. That the people can only take so much from a cycle like this. So now they're saying, oh, it's his Katrina moment. He better give a speech at the border. Now, what do you think he's going to say this afternoon when he gives the speech? He's going to tell you that these poor children, this and that, and they're entitled to this, they're entitled to that. This is why veterans are dying in the hallways of VA hospitals. The same man who's letting veterans die in the hallways of VA hospitals cares all of a sudden about the children who could be sent back the minute they're processed. they can immediately be repatriated instantly by airplane and bus, instantly for 99%, for 1% of the cost of what he's asking, they can be sent home. Sent home, why are we taking them in? Who needs them? Tell me what they're going to do in this country other than be a ward of the state. Can someone please call me and tell me how these women and children are going to... Yes, even Michael Savage has to sneeze. And I just had to sneeze on the truth. Obama's Katrina moment has arrived. And he's going to try and talk his way out of it as usual this afternoon. We're worried about the threat of the fall of Baghdad. And I'm more concerned about the threat of the fall of America. That's what I'm afraid of. That's right. You heard me. Here's a good note. Costco, which removed Anish D'Souza's book, has decided to restock the book after a public outcry. I want you to remember that. Because when my book comes out in October called Stop the Coming Civil War, you better make certain you're going to be my army. If he can use gangbangers to be his army, if he can use illegal aliens to be his army of the left, you're going to be my army of patriotism. When my book comes out, if Costco or any other store does not carry that book, even though it's going to be a bestseller, you're going to cry. You're going to tell Costco to go shove it. You're going to tell every store that does that to me that you're going to stop shopping there. That's what you're going to do for me. But I don't want to get ahead of myself. No, sorry, Bob. This is the worst crisis I've ever seen in my lifetime. It's as though all of my worst fears, as the sum total of all of my worst fears, have come true right in front of my eyes. That a man can be so lawless, that a man can violate his constitutional oath, that a man can openly admit he's transforming America without any regard for what the transformation will entail or where it will lead. Do you want this country to look like Mexico? Do you want this country to devolve into a third world nation? Is there a liberal listening to the show who thinks his standard of living will be better as a result of this flood of illegals? What sense does this make to you? This is not about children or humanitarianism. This is about a demonic leadership intent on decimating our society. This never would have happened had he been stopped four scandals ago. If he had been stopped four scandals ago, this wouldn't have happened. I'm warning you as I stand here. This is not the last of his scandal. I'm warning you, this guy will go for the gold. He will try to seize your guns. He will wipe out the First Amendment. You don't think it can happen. You say it can't happen here. I know you said that. But would you have ever believed that a president could get away with decimating a border, that he could create a crisis like this? He created this. We have the emails to prove it. They were planning this with the Mexican government going back at least 7 months now, at least, planning it. Who was the first in radio to tell you that these children could never cross the Mexican territory without the complicity of the Mexican government? I was. I told you that because children can't do that. They get beaten, raped, whatever. They built a superhighway for illegal immigrants from Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, right through Mexico. The Mexican government is escorting them right into the United States of America. Why? Why are they doing it? Why would they do that? Why would they want to do that? Can't you figure this out for yourself? But what's even worse is I don't care what the Mexican government wants to do. Why would our government want to do this to us when you have so many indigenous poor in this country? Think about the $4 billion that he's asking for. Let's make it dollars and cents. Maybe the rest is too much for you. It's summertime, and living is easy. I get it. We're fat and happy. And just as ancient Israel fell because the people became fat and happy, and they started to worship the golden calf, they turned away from God, and God punished them and destroyed ancient Israel. I think God is punishing America for the same reason. I'm not a particularly religious man, but I do read the Bible, and I know that there's something to it. And I also know that there's a God in heaven. And I also know that there's a possibility that he is so fed up with this country's evil ways that he decided to let this generator of autoimmune cells destroy this country. Because remember, if you say God's in heaven, God's in heaven. Well, why is he letting this happen? How did he let this man get elected? Why does he keep him in office? So God wants America to disappear? Is that your logic? Well, the church believes that. The church is in cahoots with him because they need hot bodies in the pews. See, there's a big conspiracy here between the Catholic Church and this government. What you don't understand is they're violating their tax-exempt codes by aiding and abetting the passage of illegal immigrants into America. They are violating the separation of church and state. They're violating the 501c3s, by the way. But that's nothing new under the sun. If you have a diminishing population of Catholics who no longer believe in your credos or your credo, and you have a molestation scandal that has not gone away, what do? You have the bricks and mortar. You have the infrastructure. You have the Bibles. You have the preachers, and there's no one in the church. So you need to get people into the theater. So since the Americans say, enough of that, I wouldn't put my kid in that. No, forget about it. I'm not going there. I'll believe in God. I'll pray at home. I'm not going in there. I don't want my kid around them. Nah, no more. So what do? You got the infrastructure. You got bricks and mortar. So you got to bring in a new population of theatergoers. Where do you get them from? Countries where they're illiterate. That's all. You get them where they can't read or write Spanish, most of these poor women. They cannot. They're illiterate in Spanish. They can speak the language somewhat, a broken form of it, but they cannot read or write Spanish. So they're never going to learn English. But meanwhile, you got a captive population. You get them in on Sunday, nice dresses, mumbo jumbo, give them the wafer. That's all. And then you get government handouts along the way for, you know, Catholic Relief Society, Catholic Relief Agencies. Obama's buying them off. It's a business. Just a business to them. That's all. This is common sense. I'm not making stuff up. You can put two and two together. Use your brain. I've been around too long to not figure these things out. That's what I'm paid to do. That's why you listen to my show. It's not a joke. I mean, I was entertaining for the first couple of hours. Now the energy drink is wearing off. I feel like I'm awakening from the haze now. Now the caffeine, the sugar, the taurine, it's wearing off. I need another can of it. I'm not going to have it. I'll be up all night. So now I'm getting like into another mood. I'm starting to say, wait a minute, this is enough here. This is war. Obama's declared war on our society. The man is waging war as though he's the general of a foreign army. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? This is war. The man has declared war on America. He's decimated the military. Do you understand that? I've been reporting on that for years. Do you know the military is not the military you think it is? Do you know what he did to the leadership? Have you seen who we replaced our heroes with? Have you seen the little women he's chosen to be, quote, generals and admirals? Admiral of the Navy, a four-star admiral, a woman who's never probably flown a Piper Cub? She's in charge of the whole U.S. Navy now? And what's her first duty? To look for sexual harassment. This is like the meltdown of a nation. All right, I made my point. You've given me 15 minutes. Many of you have listened only for 15 minutes, and I've given you America. That's all I can ask. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. The main question is it the right time to impeach Obama, or will it motivate his base of leeches? The incompetent communist president demanded $4 billion as a slush fund for the illegal alien children. Listen to the number. He broke the borders. They plotted this from within the administration, according to all the emails we've seen. And then he had the nerve now to say he wants to end it by taking $4 billion because agencies will not have sufficient resources to adequately address the situation, which is absolute garbage. The agencies that created this situation can deal with it by taking all those buses and bringing them to the border, and instead of going north, go south. Just take them south back to their country of origin. Right now they say there's 52,000 unaccompanied children. We all know the number is closer to 300,000. Half of the $4 billion would go to HHS. $4 billion he's demanding after breaking our borders. He has the nerve to say, now pay for it. What does he have to do until you realize who he is? Tell me what has to happen until you realize what this man is. Because of the lawless president, the system is now breaking down into a system of lawlessness. A fish rots from the head down. He's rotting the nation from the top down. And that's the importance of leadership, good or bad. It definitely affects every avenue of society. A fish rots from the head down. He's rotting the nation from the top down. This is a good moment to segue to something that I received in the mail from a man I never heard of. And it's by Stan Vaughan, who wrote a book about the communist revolution that occurred in this country. Now, you never heard of Stan Vaughan. He's running for office in Nevada, U.S. Congressional District 1. Never met the man. But what he said to me in a letter is worth my reading. Just let me read it to you. Dear Dr. Savage, you often mention you have the most intelligent listeners, and so feel free to mention that a 196 IQ with three PhDs and WCF World Chess Champion is an avid listener, as well as his Ukrainian-born wife who also listens to you every day. While we were visiting her Ukrainian-born relatives in Philadelphia, they had a complete set of Michael Savage's books, and I read them all. And he goes on to say, my only criticism in all those books would be about Ralph Waldo Emerson, of whom I wrote a page about in my recent book about Lincoln. He says, Emerson was like Lincoln, a communist, and said his interpretation of self... Well, anyway, I don't want to read you everything that he wrote. But here's something that you do need to know. He writes this, things in my book that you probably might or might not be surprised about. One, did you know that Hitler worked for Trotsky at Pravda in Vienna in 1909 and met Lenin at that time? Hitler was an international communist before he was a nationalist. Mussolini was also a communist, being named by his father for three famous communists, including Benito Juarez, which I mentioned in my book. Number two, did you... Now, here's a killer. I didn't know. You better hold on to a desk for this one. Stan Vaughn, PhD, and 196 IQ, wrote this. Did you know that Trotsky, while in Mexico, founded La Raza, creating Cinco de Mayo as a tribute to Karl Marx's birthday of May 5th, 1818, or that Earth Day, April 22nd, 1970, was intended as the 100th anniversary of Lenin's April 22nd, 1870 birthday? I knew that about Earth Day because I knew that the murderous swine, Ira Einhorn, who created Earth Day, who allegedly killed his own girlfriend and put her in a trunk. You remember that story? Defended, by the way, by Democrats. I know who he was, and I know who Ira Einhorn was. I read all about him, and I knew what Earth Day was. I knew what it was a cover for. I did not know that Trotsky founded La Raza and created Cinco de Mayo as a tribute to Karl Marx's birthday. Now, I do know that my idiotic white neighbors who get drunk on Cinco de Mayo are fools. I know that they're the useful idiots that was written about by Lenin. I see the dumb, drunk whites walking around the suburbs with cups of alcohol celebrating Cinco de Mayo, not knowing that they're celebrating the end of their own lifestyle. They have no idea. And yet they ride around with cars that have bumper stickers such as Keep Tahoe Blue, or Monsanto as the enemy of civilization. They know nothing. They know nothing of what is going on around them. Now, how do you feel about Obama demanding $4 billion for feeding, clothing, and caring, hiring lawyers for the illegal swarm that he brought over the border? Do you think we should pay $4 billion? It's a simple vote on that one. Let's vote on that one.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The main question of the day is, what do you think the Obama administration is hiding in the children's concentration camps? They won't let a senator in? They won't let a congressman in? I don't understand why congressmen and senators just don't have them arrested. They're rent-a-guards. They're brown-shirt rent-a-guards. They're nobodies. I don't understand this country anymore. They're supposed to have all this power, and they let a rent-a-guard, a Baptist security force in one case. What is he making, $9 an hour? And a U.S. senator says, I can't go in? Meanwhile, Obama's playing pool. Can you believe what went on at the border? John McCain, a sitting U.S. senator, a feeble one at that, but he is a U.S. senator with Secret Service agents, I would assume. He goes down to the border in the state in which he's a senator, and a rent-a-guard, probably one of the Baptist brown shirts, says to him, you can't come into the facility and you can't bring in a camera. This is a U.S. senator. I would have had him arrested on the spot. I mean, if I were a senator and a rent-a-guard says you can't come in with a camera, I'd say, go the hell. Who do you think you're talking to? You're nobody. Get out of my way. Arrest this guy. I'm going in there. What kind of country is this? If a guy like John McCain can't sweep aside a loser, $9 an hour rent a Baptist guard, how can we ever defeat Islamofascism? Answer, we can't. We've lost already. What do you think the Obama administration is hiding in the child concentration camps in the South, where they're bringing them in from Guatemala and El Salvador and Nicaragua? They're hiding something in the children's concentration camps. Now, you say that using the phrase, let's say, a concentration camp is an alarmist statement. No, it isn't. It's a concentration camp. They're sleeping next to each other. They don't even have beds on the floor on little mattresses. That's a concentrated group of people, and it's camps, encampments for children. Yet they're hiding something in these child concentration camps, and I'd like to know what. What are they doing to the children? What do the children have with regard to diseases, for example, that they don't want Feeble McCain to see? Why are there no cameras allowed? I think it's a valid question. Sympathy for the Obama by Mick Jagger. Oh, yeah, play the brown shirts, the Baptist brown shirt. Let's hear that.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
I want it fixed, and I want it fixed immediately. Understand? If a member of Congress can't visit a facility in his own state, a federal, the people of Arizona elected me, and I'm not supposed to even carry a cell phone with me. Mr., you have overstepped your responsibilities and your authority, sir.
This is why we're lost as a nation. Capon. A capon in the hen house. A sitting U.S. senator with Secret Service agents lets a rent-a-guard tell him he can't come into the facility and he can't carry a cell phone. Instead of sweeping him aside and having arrested on the spot, which he could have done, by the way, he has all the power to have this jerk arrested. Get out of my way. You're arrested. Get out of the way. You're blocking a federal official. Get out of the way. You're done. And go right in there. That's what a senator does. Instead, the capon says, I can't carry a phone. I'm elected. I'm elected here. They elected me. I'm allowed in. Why do you think they didn't allow McCain into the children's concentration camp? What are they hiding? I mean, you're liberals. You love children, especially when they're used to advance the state, the size of the state, and government control over everything. Unbelievable. Where are the actors on this? Where are the useless actors like Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Morgan Freeman, Nicolas Cage, all the tough guys in the movies, Cuba Gooding Jr.? These guys all play tough guys in the movies. Where are they now that we need them to protect the children in the children's concentration camps? Why are we not hearing from them? Why are they suddenly silent? Because they're useful idiots, that's all. They play tough guys. They're not. They're capons like John McCain. They've all gone past their peak. Hooker swigged wine and watched Google exec die on yacht, say cops. Hooker swigged wine. I like that. That's a nice use of words, swigged wine. I don't know how you swig wine. You drink wine. I heard of gulping, swigging wine. This is a headline in the New York Post. Hooker swigged wine. To show you how perverted the San Francisco newspaper is, they covered the story of the hooker swigging wine and shooting this guy up with heroin and him dying on his little 50-foot boat there in Santa Cruz. But they left out the connection to Google. Shows you, I mean, it's unbelievable to me how they will go out of their way to protect anything to do with the Democrat Party and the CIA front group, Google. Mel Gibson on Shia LaBeouf. I don't know who Shia LaBeouf is. It sounds like a dish, something that I wouldn't eat. Shia LaBeouf sounds like uncooked meat on a cracker. I don't know who the guy is. I know he got naked, ran in the streets when his movie opened a few weeks ago. Shia LaBeouf, it sounds like some uncooked beef on a cracker. Better known in the military as SOS. Look at the headlines, it's unbelievable. Nothing about the border crisis. World Cup fan gets modeling deal after photo goes viral. Smurfs up celebs with blue hair. I'm not making this up. The New York Post. Invasion of the drones. City skies buzzing with tiny toy terrors. Mayor during Katrina gets 10 years for corruption. 53 blindfolded handcuffed corpses found in Iraq. That's buried underneath the pregnancy story. Pilot buys pizzas for 160 passengers grounded by storm. Mel Gibson on Shia LaBeouf. I think he's suffering in some way. Okay, Mel, that's coming from a reliable source right there. Oh, my God. I just don't believe this is the front page of the Post. World Cup fan gets modeling deal. The country's being overrun. The Middle East is on fire. Israel's being slammed with rockets. And the best that they can do is a World Cup fan gets modeling deal after photo goes viral. And John McCain is sitting like, ooh, I can't go in. Why can't I go in? I want to see the children. It's the children. I want to see the children. So what are they hiding in there? Hooker swigged wine and watched Google exec die on yacht. Cops. That's a good New York headline. Swigged wine. What a dog. What a dog she is with those tattoos on her arms. I don't know about you. I don't know. I see ink. I turn it off. I see ink, I see heroin. I see ink, I see disease. I see ink, I see sleaze. A high-end prostitute injected lethal dose of heroin into a Google, and he has five children. The Santa Cruz Center reported Tuesday that surveillance video from the boat shows 51-year-old Google bigwig Forrest Timothy Hayes losing consciousness. The suspect, Alex Catherine Tickleman. Alex Catherine Tickleman. What a last name that is for a hooker. Can you imagine life imitating her? Her last name is Tickleman, I swear to God. The hooker's name is Alex Catherine Tickleman. Makes no effort to help him, instead gathers her belongings and even gulps a glass of wine before leaving. Hayes was a divorced father of five, blah, 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 discovered in a 50-foot yacht escape. The 26-year-old was from Georgia, was taken into custody after being lured back to Santa Cruz County in a prostitution sting, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, rocket attacks on Tel Aviv continue. I don't know if it's made it to the news. Now we're talking about a president that's a rogue president who was completely out of control. He burst the border open. He plotted this. He planned it for months now, according to HHS emails, which I've been calling for 2 weeks now for a congressional hearing overnight before they crushed the hard drives. Get the emails from HHS to show the conspiracy to break our borders. Put them in jail. Put the people who plotted this in prison. That's what can I say to you. There has to be consequences. There's nothing going to happen otherwise. The country is being overrun. The Middle East is being rocket-fired by Hamas. The world is melting down. Our borders are being overrun by diseased immigrants. The incompetent communist president demanded $4 billion today. Let me tell you again, that's going to come out of your pockets. He wants $4 billion to feed them, house them, clothe them, hire them lawyers, maybe build them houses. How in the world, what has to happen until you understand what's going on? Sarah Palin says it's time to impeach. She wrote an article calling for an end to his presidency. She writes that his abuse of power is akin to domestic abuse. In a biting editorial, the former Alaska governor and 2008 GOP vice presidential candidate pointed problems with immigration, the national debt, and Obamacare in proclaiming her disdain for the president. She said, enough is enough of the years of abuse from this president. His unsecured border crisis is the last straw that makes the battered wife say, no mas, Palin wrote. It is time to impeach, she says. And on behalf of American workers and legal immigrants of all backgrounds, we should vehemently oppose any politician on the left or right who would hesitate in voting for articles of impeachment, she added. Palin, who has called for Obama's impeachment before, blames a plethora of national problems on the president in the stinging piece, including the government being, quote, trillions of dollars in debt, healthcare systems across the nation being overrun, and social services and schools in the U.S. being stretched to the max, she asks. Who's looking out for the American workers, who has their backs, who fights for them, asked Palin. She continued, have faith that average American workers, native-born and wonderful legal immigrants of all races, backgrounds, and political parties, do care because we're the ones getting screwed as we're forced to follow all our government's rules while others are not required to do so. Palin's sharp words came as House Republicans are preparing a lawsuit against Obama, accusing him of abusing his power and of failing to carry out laws passed by Congress. Okay, let's look at WorldNet Daily now, and they have an impeachment program up on WorldNet Daily, WND.com. And here's what they write. A president using all the forces of the federal government to reward friends and destroy enemies. A president defying the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to advance his own interests. A president weakening the U.S. military, dismantling its national defenses, and putting America's security in grave jeopardy. A president ignoring two centuries of immigration laws to drag as many illegal aliens as possible across U.S. borders, keep them from assimilating, addict them to dependency, and ultimately buy their loyalty at the polls. A president shielded from all accountability by both a supportive and parroting mainstream liberal media and the power-hungry cabal of his own party in Congress, who will do whatever it takes to win. A president whose behavior demands impeachment, but who doubles down on destroying the fabric of America because he knows the GOP congressional leadership is too weak-willed to bring him to justice. Then they write, does it sound familiar? Just like it came out of today's headlines, right? Now, imagine if we could add one more sentence to this litany. A handful of patriots in Congress mapped out a successful plan to impeach the renegade president, brought him to the bar of constitutional justice, and ended the tyrannical assault upon America's cherished Constitution. Forget it, you say it can't or won't happen. Then they write, you're right, it can happen, and it already has. But it won't happen unless every concerned American who craves the freedom begat to us by the founders reads the blueprint for battle. How do we know the blueprint works? Because it already has. Let's be realistic here. Look what happened to Bill Clinton as a result of impeachment. Did it hurt him in any way? Did it stop his agenda in any way? Did it prevent him from making $100 million or more after he was out of office? They love him even more because of the impeachment. His supporters rally to his defense because of impeachment. So be very careful what you wish for, my friends, because although it's the right thing to do, and he certainly has committed impeachable offenses, it may not be the wise thing to do. A lawyer once said to me, he said, Savage, 30 years ago, he said, you want to do the right thing, you want to be smart? I said, what? He said, you want to be right, you want to be smart. He was a New York lawyer. He was fast. I like him. He cut to the chase. I was angry about somebody who cheated me in business. And I said, I want to do this, I want to do that. He said, you want to be right, you want to be smart. Like that. Boom, boom, boom. Would have been a good talk show host, but he was a better lawyer. So with regard to Obama, do you want to be right or do you want to be smart? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. The only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from. SwissAmerica.com. Well, here we roll into the end of hour number three in the Savage Nation today for Thursday, the 9th of July, 2014. Wake up. It's the middle of the summer already, okay? The border is being overrun. So John McCain goes down to the border, and guess what? A brown shirt guard won't let a sitting U.S. senator from Arizona to see the children. What are they hiding? What are they hiding about these children in these concentration camps? The senator freaks out. Listen to this one.
Am I allowed to bring a cell phone with me when I go on to a facility in Nogales, Arizona?
Not to take photographs,
I am not,
Senator.
I am not allowed to take photographs.
Not to take photographs inside
Why not?
The facility.
Why am I not allowed to do that?
The children have a right to privacy, and that's why we're not having their faces shown on media.
I may want to take a photo of something else. I want it fixed, and I want it fixed immediately. Understand? If a member of Congress can't visit a facility in his own state, the people of Arizona elected me, and I'm not supposed to even carry a cell phone with me. Mr., you have overstepped your responsibilities and your authority, sir.
We talked about, is it the right time to impeach Obama, or will it motivate his base of leeches, the takers? Well, here's Sarah Palin on calling for his impeachment.
Somebody needs to look out for the working class Americans, and the tipping point in this drive towards impeachment for me has been the illegal immigration issue, the crisis created by Obama, where nobody is looking out for the working class of Americans, including good, hardworking, wonderful legal immigrants. Impeachment is a message that has to be sent to our president that we're not going to put up with this lawlessness. Experts, attorneys, they have a list of at least 25 impeachable offenses. Now, GOP lawmakers know this too. I really want Congress to do its job, the constitutional power that they have, to halt an imperial presidency, to halt this fundamental transformation of America that is making us an unrecognizable mess of a nation at this time.
Now, of course, you'd expected this one. I expected it. Old Boehner says, I disagree that we should impeach the president. I disagree, he says.
Speaker Boehner, former VP candidate Sarah Palin called your movement to bring a lawsuit up against the president, bringing a lawsuit to a gunfight, that actually President Obama should be impeached. What's your response to Governor Palin?
I disagree.
What about the folks in your conference who are calling for privately talk about impeachment?
I disagree.
Just as you'd expect, here's Mr. Coburn saying, I'd be willing to approve some money for the border crisis, but not $3.7 billion. In other words, the other day it was $2 billion for the illegal alien children who should be sent home. The next day he doubles it up to $4 billion, knowing he'll get $2 billion by asking for $4 billion, and they're ready to pay him already $2 billion. You hear this?
Not this number, and not on an emergency basis. This isn't an emergency based on what they're saying. They've known this since January. And the fact is if we handle it properly and change the 2008 statute, then for less than $1,000 a child, we can send these children back and send the signal.
This is the country you're living in. And by the way, while this is going on, your crazed president, I think he's crazy, by the way, a dangerous, crazy president, is playing pool in a pizza parlor, but he won't visit the border. Okay, you've given me 15 minutes, and I've given you America. This is Michael Savage saying good night and God bless America.
Savage.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.